Well, we are recording for possible on-air use. Can I just get you, for the record, to state your name and what you do and where you represent?
I'm State Representative Joanne Osmond, and I represent District 61, which is the northern part of Lake County.
Okay. Now, House Bill 161, can you talk a little bit about what it would do exactly?
Well, today, the Zion Benton High School has what's called New Tech Campus. And the New Tech has what is called a modified block as to how they have designed this model for education. We have approximately 400 students enrolled in this concept. This is modeled after Napa, California. And Napa, California found that the students that were coming out of high school basically were not ready to come into the work world. They, some of them were not going on to higher ed and just presented a lot of problems. So they came back with the idea of learning in a different realm. And in this modified block, they have PE classes, instructional classes, 3 days a week for 55 minutes. And in the other 2 days a week, they have students taught to go out and secure their own PE. So in that frame, they have to keep a log of where they go, what they do. If they go bowling, they have to keep their slip that shows that they paid for bowling and they were there and participated. They have to have it signed off on. And then once, I think it's every 2 weeks when they turn their log in, they have to answer questions pertaining to, you know, how was this effective in, you know, cardiovascular, you know, how many minutes do you actually feel that you ran, and on and on and on. Different types of questions. The questions alternate. They are not always the same questions. And these students have to pass this to get out of high school. They have to be able to pass this particular course to be able to go on. And right now, they have a 90% graduation rate. And I believe the percentage is somewhere in the area of 60 to 70%. I'm not exactly positive on that as to them going on to higher education. So it's working. It's absolutely working. My bill, because of the requirement that you can only have three waivers on physical ed, that this is the they're in their third waiver. So we came up with this idea of trying to get a permanent waiver. Well, lo and behold, as we're looking at this, we now find out that maybe with the modified block grant, that some parts of this has already been accepted as part of their program, and perhaps they may not have to go back for having a waiver. So we're sitting today holding on to the bill, seeing if we can get some wording back from Illinois Board of Education as to do they need to do this or don't they need to do this. And because the unions were at the table when this was designed 6 or 7 years ago, rather, and when they had a strike last year, never once did this even come up. We believe very strongly that possibly the modified grant covers this already. So we're right in the middle of all of this.
So would your bill be able, I mean, how would it change from what's already in place at that high school?
Well, actually, my bill would just keep it existing in the way it is today. You know, they have the 3 days instructional, 2 days to go out and do it on their own. On the floor discussion that we had, we talked about, one gentleman brought up the fact that, you know, President Mrs. Obama right now is stressing physical education. And I believe very strongly that the instructions that they're getting for the 3 days is teaching them how to put this in the 2 days they're not in class and then carry on throughout their life. So hopefully, you know, that's the message we're trying to get. So it's not going to change anything. I think the fear is that it might set a precedent. But if they're doing the new tech campus product, or maybe the product's not the right word, but have that as their instruction, then maybe this would work in other areas.
Would this impact other schools outside of New Tech?
Not at this time, no.
Okay. And
I think that's one of the fears, though. That's a fear that some people are saying.
I mean, does it set that sort of dangerous precedent that we're scaling back on PE, do you think?
Well, I don't think that was ever the intention. You know, as I said before, 7 years ago they were there. They understood it was the way it was supposed to be. Of course, there's always the fear that it's going to cut back. But to be honest with you, excuse me, if they had to change this format, we could very well lose. They would have to go 5 days into the classroom. We could very well have to cut some other, you know, math or English or something else. Might lose a teacher in that respect. So we're just trying to run it the way it's been so effective and make it work for the children.
So at that high school, is it just with schools that have that sort of block schedule?
Yes.
Okay. Now, under the bill, would, like, all students be required to do the 3 days a week, or would it just be certain students?
No, these students have applied for this program. They've been accepted. And when they come in, they agree, along with their parents, that this is the way that the project's going to work. And this is based on projects. This is project learning. And so this tech campus is not like classrooms that have, you know, desks lined up and chalkboards and all that. These are hands-on projects where they get assigned something and they fulfill that requirement in English and in math and social studies and all the things that are out there today. They have to fulfill those projects.
Okay. So this is a specialty school where they do certain projects. And so the idea is that by giving them more time to focus on these projects, they can succeed more so in the classroom.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Do you believe that, this should be made available, there should be more of a concentration on what's going on in the classroom, is it a good idea, do you think, to scale back on PE so we can focus more on math and reading and science overall?
No. I think, to be honest with you, that a student has to be well-rounded. They have to understand. I believe very strongly that PE is essential. We just need to make it. I graduated from high school many, many, many years ago, and our PE instructor was not intense on, she taught us a lot of different games, a lot of different sports, you know, that type of thing. I think that we need to stress how to make this a day-to-day event in our lives, and I think that the PE teachers know that, and they're working towards that right today.
Okay, and with this bill, the students would also have to document their own...
Yes, absolutely. They have a log.
How would they do that?
Well, they actually, as I said in the beginning, this log has to be signed off by, if they're on the football team, the coach signs it. If they're on the tennis team, the tennis instructor signs it. If they go bowling, they have to show that, you know, yes, they did go bowling. They have to have the receipt. If, you know, they have to do some type of physical ed on their own with someone signing off on it, and then they'll be subject to bringing that log in and having to answer certain types of questions.
And that's part of their graduation requirement?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you believe that that signing off is something that should be implemented in other schools? Should it be a requirement that other schools...
Well, I think it has to have some guidelines. You know, you have to really specify what is acceptable and what is not acceptable. There was some questions at New Tech as to, you know, what outdoor activities are acceptable. I believe they're tuning that right now to modify it a little bit and make sure that the students understand. But I, you know, in no way am I trying to eliminate PE or cut it. I support it.